Well, hello everyone. Looks like we're live.
We are alive. We are alive and well. And interesting, I was saying to you yesterday, Alex, like you never see Batman and Superman in the same room. And
yeah, exactly.
Never see Alan and Chris in the same room, but we are separate people, right? And so it's good to be here.
Good to be here as well. Yeah, absolutely. So hope everybody's having a great day. And you know, if you're watching the replay of this, please, you know, put in the comments replay. But Chris and I are actually here in Toronto, and it's interesting because and if you've been following us for any length of time, you know that we've never met in person until yesterday. And we've been friends since 2017. We've been working together for about the last 18 to 20 months of as we've created this Raise Your Bars or the Bars Method program, and we decided, hey, let's finally get together. So I had to come to Toronto for some meetings, and we have a client north of Toronto here, so we're going to go and spend the majority of the day tomorrow working with them and their team. But we figured, hey, well, we're actually in the same room together, Batman and Robin. Who's Robin in this picture?
Well, it's Batman and Superman.
Batman and Superman.
Batman and Robin always.
Batman and Superman. So I think Batman has the cooler toys, so I'll be Batman.
Can be Batman. Yeah.
So we decided let's do a Facebook Live into our Bars groups. And so we're grateful for you. So we're broadcasting into the Raise Your Bars Profit Accelerator group, which is for business owners, broadcasting into the Raise Your Bars Legacy Creators group, which is actually for men 40 years and older that are really looking to create a lasting legacy in their life in the second half of their life. And then in the Raise Your Bars Personal Growth Solutions group, which is for anybody looking to grow themselves personally and professionally. So we're grateful for you. We're grateful you tuned in. And today we're just going to talk a little bit about values. So when I say the word values, Chris, what does that mean to you?
To me, it's the starting point of everything, right? It's what is important to me, and what are the things that I won't compromise under any circumstances.
Yeah. And I think that's good. And I think once we learn and we discover what these true values are, what is our core values, then it's really hard. It's really easy to make decisions that come along in life.
Absolutely.
Right? Because we say, does that align with my values or does it not align with my values? And if it doesn't, then it's easy to dismiss it and move on.
Yeah.
And if it does, then you can explore it further.
Right. Yeah, it's that barometer. And the reason we wanted to talk about this today is we've done Facebook Lives and done sessions on goal setting, right? Mm-hmm. We've done things on sort of your vision. You know, BARS is creative. And hopefully you all know what BARS stands for, but if not, we'll go over it. It's behaviors plus actions equals results and success. And we did that because we realized, again, most people focus on the results that they're looking for.
Exactly.
And they don't actually work back and look into what do you need to do every day consistently to get those results.
Right.
And the starting point of that, however, before you can do any of that, is understanding what your values are.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know why you are who you are and what's important to you, how can you possibly plan your future and make sure that you stay on track towards achieving that?
Right. So when did you maybe start working on or discovering or really sort of setting your values? Because honestly, before even up to a couple of years ago, I never really spent a lot of time focusing on this myself personally.
No, me either. And to be this I've shared before, the start of my personal growth journey was 2016 when I found Simon Sinek and his Golden Circle. And so from that point, I started looking at what is my why. Mm-hmm. Right. And part of that process is going back and looking at things that the situations you've had in the past that made you happy and what was it that made you happy. So diving deep into that, and then the same situations that made you feel sad and why you felt sad. So, you know, this is a different teaching and we can do that again. But that helped me to understand what impact I wanted to have. Right. And what contribution I wanted to make. But even then, to be honest, I didn't understand values.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And I first came across this in Brené Brown's book Dare to Win, when she shared her values, and we've sort of adapted things from there and aligned it with Maxwell. But it's really, to be honest, it's only been probably maybe 3 or 4 years. And really only in the last couple of years have I truly, truly sort of looked at it and said, okay, what is it that that is truly important to me?
Yeah. And I think even with myself, honestly, until I, you know, even got the values cards exercise from the Maxwell Leadership Organization, where I started really looking into this. And I think if a lot of you, if we were to ask you, hey, what are your top three values? I would place a wager on it, Chris, that people would maybe be able to do one, maybe even two, but really have a hard time coming up off the top of your head of what your maybe your top three values are.
And
I think it's important for us to actually really explore this and set it out. And so, you know, as an example, and I did this exercise last year with a group of people that I sit on a board of directors with, just to see if there was alignment in the board on some of our values. And it was actually interesting to see, because there was 10 board members and 4 or 5 of the executive leadership team from the company. And we all did this values exercise, and there was actually a lot of crossover in the values, which was good to see.
Yeah.
It was good to see.
Yeah.
But because I was facilitating that, I didn't actually do the exercise at that time. I did it prior to, and my top three values are integrity, my faith, and then family for me. And when we do this exercise, we ask you to narrow it down to the top 10, and then narrow it down to the top 5, and then cut it down to the top 3. And then what is your number one value? And so, Chris, mine, I picked integrity because, and I made a note beside this in my notes on my phone, and I keep it with me all the time, is I said, I pick my top one, integrity, because if I have this, all the others fall into line.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And integrity is definitely one of mine, if not the top one, because when I look at integrity and I teach on integrity in some of the Disney leadership programs, I talk about, you know, defining integrity is always doing the right thing, even when no one's looking.
Exactly.
And I think if you use that as a core value, you will know that you are staying true to yourself, because there is always temptation to cut a corner, right? Or break a rule or do something that you know is not right. But if you do so, it may get you somewhere a little bit quicker, or it may earn you a few dollars extra. But if it's not right, don't do it.
Exactly. Right?
Because that's where, again, that integrity comes in, that you have to always do the right thing, even when you know no one's looking, and use that as the barometer for your decision making. As to what direction your life's going to go in.
Exactly. And I think too, when you do this, and again, that whole thing about doing what's right, even when no one's looking, because the minute you start sacrificing a little bit of your integrity in one area, it becomes easier to start sacrificing your integrity in other areas.
Right.
And then next thing you know, you've got this, you're living this lie,
really.
Right. And that's not good. So the question for you all is, what are your values? And if you want a copy of a worksheet to help you work through that, then just put a comment in the comments below, and we'll send you a link to download that worksheet absolutely free. And it's got a list of, you can see it here, it's got a list of words that are just going to help you trigger in your mind, saying, okay, yes, that is a value of mine. So, Chris, do you want to talk about any of these, or besides your integrity one, what do you think your top value is?
Well, and I think also when you look at this, right, there are certain words on here that you can pick, and you could say, oh, yeah, that's a value. What I encourage you to do is to dig deeper and say, why is that a value? Right. How do you live that out in your day, every day currently? And and if you didn't live that, how would it make you feel? Right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because if you go, okay, yeah, like for example, boldness is on here as a value.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. For me, that's not a value. But if you said, yeah, boldness is your value, why? Right. How do you use boldness? Right. Why is being bold important to you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not bold as in the head, but bold as in moving forward. You know.
Yeah.
I look at one of these on here is, well, there's two. There's leadership and there's learning. Right. To me, leadership is a key value, right? We are students of leadership growth.
Right.
We both teach leadership. You know, my I was asked the other last week, like, if you, and again, is somebody asking me a question I've asked people before, and when it asks to you, you think, oh, that's, I've used that. You know, I was asked, like, again, if you could design your job role, what would it be and why?
Right.
And so, you know, I've used that in the past with, if you could create and design your ideal life, what would it look and feel like? And so when I was asked this about the job, I was like, well, I again, we're both Maxwell Leadership certified and corporate Maxwell facilitators too. So I like the five levels of leadership, right? Yeah, and so my ideal role would be, I'm a level five, so I'm a pinnacle leader, which means that I'm creating and developing people that create and develop other people.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, again, that sounds sort of broad, and it is, but that's a value of mine, because I think that without leaders, what have we got, right?
Well, I think we can go into a long debate on, you know, the visibility of the lack of leadership, and even, you know, and we aren't going to talk politics on here, but you could throw out the word politics for a little bit and just talk about the leadership skill of some of the politicians that represent your country and my country. Yeah. And we would say that, would we hire that person as an executive in an organization? Probably not, right? Like, no. But, no. You know, because they lack the skill set necessary to effectively, and leadership is more about, you know, making decision. It's about empowering the people and bringing hope, right? Leaders need to be bringers of hope.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in a lot of cases today in our world that we live in, we don't see that hope coming from our leaders.
No.
Yeah.
No. And again, if you are somebody like Alan and I have got that value of integrity, right? We can't work for or have people working for us that haven't got integrity.
Exactly.
Right. I can't do it. I've got no, integrity is integral with trust.
Absolutely.
Right? And if I can't trust who I'm working with for or who's working for me, I can't work with them. Right? Yeah. I'd rather do something else. And that includes the company that you work for.
Absolutely. Right? And that includes the clients that we work with, right?
Correct.
Like we interview people before we choose to take them on as a client. You can't just, I mean, we have programs out there that anybody can buy. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Buy it. We appreciate it. We value you. But if you want to actually hire us to work with your organization to help you grow and develop your teams, your people, your business, then you need to have integrity, because that's our values. We want you to have values, because again, we don't want to work with somebody that doesn't want to do the work.
No, that's right. I mean, I see some other things on here, like relationships, friendships, you know, and again, you'll find that a lot of these words, if you do request the download of this worksheet, there will be a lot that maybe overlap a little bit, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. But what you're doing is looking at on which one of those two, you may say both of these, right? But which one of the most, if it's 51-49, which is the 51, right? Mm-hmm. And why? Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, relationships to me is really important, and relationships could also align with family, right?
Exactly.
So you've got that family, so relationships with family, relationships within work, relationships outside of work, so personal relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, why are they important to you, right? Again, it's you can't do things of significance alone, right? John says one is too low a number for significance, right?
Exactly.
And that's the same with us. We work together. Are we the same people? No.
Nope.
Right? You can see that now. But we're not the same people, but we complement each other. But our core values are very aligned.
Very aligned.
Right?
Very aligned.
And
or else we wouldn't be able to work together.
Correct.
And the thing is that even with Chris and I, right, we try to bring each other hope. We're encouraging each other. We're pushing each other. We're stretching each other. Because we share a lot of the same values. So your family, mine's family, yours relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, I consider Chris a brother, right? We're that close. And I think because of that, and because we share those values, and because we have a lot of the same mindset around growth and development, and that's why I think we complement each other so well and work so well together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What else was on here that sort of stood out to you, Alice? Something that someone might see as a value, and
Well, I mean, we can pull anything. Like this is a huge list here, folks. So, I mean, even if you looked at, we got a word on there twice. Look at that. I'm finding an error in our printing. But what about, joy? Yeah. What about joy as a value?
Yeah. I look at that personally. And again, this is where these values is a personal thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because I look at joy as a result. Not okay. A driver, right? So for me, a value, the way I look at it, a value is a driver for me.
Okay, right? Great.
So, yes, I want joy in my life, right? Mm-hmm. I also know that, to be honest, if I'm working to stretch and grow and develop, I'm probably not always going to have joy in my life.
No,
right? And also some of the decisions we have to make will not bring us joy, right? Because joy is often the shiny object syndrome, right? So mm-hmm. we could do that. Yeah, it's going to give us immediate joy. So mm-hmm. the thing you're looking at to expand on that is, are you looking at short term or are you looking at long term,
yeah.
right? Because if your decisions that are going to make, you're going to go through a storm, but eventually you're going to come out into the calm waters of joy,
mm-hmm.
then you could say that's a value, mm-hmm. right?
Would you compare, like, so Chris and I, we watched a video last night, just Marcus Buckingham did the conversation on our keynote on his book, Love and Work. And he says, what do you love about your work?
Yeah.
Now, I think that finding that love in what you do, and he said, you may only love 20%. You need 20% right. of the work you do need to right. love. And every day you need to feel that 20% of that love in your work. I think that could also bring you joy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
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 And I think as I was listening to that last night, and we haven't really sort of debriefed it in detail that, but
no.
to me, that 20%, when he's referring to that, what came to my mind was the Pareto principle, right? The 80-20 rule.
Yes.
Whereas that 20% of what you do will bring 80% of your joy and satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The 80% of what you do maybe is the 20%. So let's focus on the 20% and why we're doing that, what brings us that joy and that we love about that, and make that our driving force.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you are very unlikely, not impossible, but very unlikely to get a job that you love 100% of what you do
all the
every
time.
Single
yeah.
day.
Very
unlikely.
There's yeah. lots of parts of stuff that I need to do on a regular basis that I don't find yeah. joy in doing, but
yeah.
it's just, it's necessity. It's
part of it. Yeah.
Part of it. But I mean, like, again, even with joy, you get joy out of the back to relationships and family, right? Joy out of spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for us to find those things in life that bring us that joy, because I think also when you have joy, you have hope.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if it's on here, in all honesty, but I think the harmony is another thing, right? Balance is on there. And we hear a lot the work-life balance.
Right.
And I don't believe that's possible, right? Because a balance means it's even. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, work and life is not going to be even,
no.
right? We are at
no.
work more waking hours than we are at home.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
yes, if you count sleep, we're at home more, most of us, right? But we are asleep. So therefore, I've always looked at that and said, I want a work-life harmony, right? So
I want
my work to be my work. I want my personal life to be my personal life. I don't want them overlapping. Will they overlap? Yes, but they should be complementary. They should be in harmony, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I should find love in my work. I should find love in my personal life.
Right.
And the until, as I say, recently, I didn't have that, right? And mm-hmm. I would very much focus on work,
mm-hmm.
right? And I
yeah,
you
me
were
too.
The same, Al. We talked that
too.
With, and we're actually taught to think that way, right?
Exactly.
We're taught that the harder you work, the more you
yeah.
the better you get on.
Yeah.
It's not true.
No, it's not true, because I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Sitting in the hotel lounge here, just talking about the regrets that I have mm-hmm. in my life because I focused on, there's that thumbs up thing happening again, because I focused on work over my family
yeah.
in my younger years.
Say.
Right. And the regret I had because, and again, you know, that balance, that work-life balance, don't think happens because, I mean, how often, how much of your work are you bringing home with you at the end of the day? Mm. Are you still thinking about the stuff that happened at the office today when you're sitting down having dinner with your family instead of focusing on your family? And I think it's important to have those boundaries in place so you are able to focus on the family when you're with the family, focus on your job and your duties when you're at the job. So,
and that's that harmony, right? Absolutely. That's that harmony. And I think, you know, other things that are on here, there's thankfulness, right? You know, you could look at thankfulness, you could look at gratitude.
Yes.
They are huge as well. All right. They're huge as well. And you know, I have some people that say, well, I haven't got anything that I should be grateful for in my life. And they go, have you got a bed to sleep in?
Exactly.
Have you got clothes on your back? Have you got shoes on your feet? Yeah. Have you got food in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
Have you got someone that you can talk to? You've always got something to be grateful for.
And I think it's important, especially when you're going through a rougher time, to look for those moments of gratitude, because you can't be sad and grateful at the same time. And I don't think it works, right? It's going to cancel each other.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, expressing that gratitude brings you back to that point of joy, even that we talked about earlier.
Gosh, we could talk on this.
But everybody's going to get bored watching us. But we're at 21 minutes already. So we just wanted to do something because we've never done a live together before. And we might do something tomorrow, maybe on our way back from working with our clients. Mm-hmm. We might pop on and go live in one of the groups here. But, you know, again, we hope you got some value from this today. And if you want the free worksheet to work on and discover your values, page one is the directions on how to do it. Page two is a list of words, and you don't have to use those words, but it could trigger other words you want to use. And the third page is narrowing down your top three values so you know them, and then put that away somewhere. Put a note on your phone so you remember what your top three values are, and you work towards or strive towards living them out on a daily basis, because really that's what we want to do.
Yeah. And as a, you know, a follow-up to that you could do, is after a while, right, once you've defined your 3 to 5 words and you're living them out and you feel you're living that every day, is give that same sheet of paper to some people that you know, right? Either your family, your friends, your work colleagues.
Great idea.
And ask them to decide or to define what are your values, right?
That's really good.
So they're looking at you and see if they pick the same values that you picked, right? Yeah. And if they pick different ones or whatever they pick, ask them, like, you know, just out of it, well, why did you pick that, right? What is it about me that made you say that is my value? What do you see? Because sometimes we see things differently to how other people see us, right?
Yeah.
And it's just an interesting exercise. It may give you a different perspective as well.
And then I would just add to that, be open to receiving the feedback when you see somebody else. Because if you say, hey, I'm living my life in integrity, and somebody goes, well, you're not really being integrous in these areas of your life, receive that and then work on that, right? Yeah. If that's really one of the values they want to live out. Definitely. So again, if you found value in this, like you said, no pun intended, found value in this, then comment below and say, hey, Al, Chris, I want the worksheet, and we'll send you a link so you can download that absolutely free. And again, share this video. We're also going to upload this as our podcast. So share this podcast
with, and YouTube. It's going to be
our first YouTube video on our. We'll be creating a Raise Your Bars YouTube video page. Share it with people. We'd appreciate that, and give us some feedback on it. We'd love to hear from you. So go have an incredible day. And Chris, you know, thanks for coming to Toronto, man.
How did we get those balloons come up, Al? What was it?
I think we did this or something like that. And there was some, there we go. Balloons up.
Celebrated.
I think that's an Apple thing. I don't think that's, anyways, but I'm not sure how to turn it off. It kind of annoys me at times. But anyways, have a great day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you maybe tomorrow. Take care.
Bye.